That, at its most rudimentary, is natural selection. The archetypal replicator is a gene, a stretch of DNA that is duplicated, nearly always with extreme accuracy, through an indefinite number of generations. The central question for meme theory is whether there are units of cultural imitation which behave as true replicators like genes. I am not saying that memes necessarily are close analogues of genes, only that the more like genes they are, the better will meme theory work. And the purpose of this section is to ask whether meme theory might work for the special case of religion.
In the world of genes, the occasional flaws in replication, mutations, see to it that the gene pool contains alternative variants of any given gene, alleles, which may therefore be seen as competing with each other. Competing for what? For the particular chromosomal slot or locus that belongs to that set of alleles. And how do they compete? Not by direct molecule-to-molecule combat, but by proxy. The proxies are their phenotypic traits, things like leg length or fur colour, manifestations of genes fleshed out as anatomy, physiology, biochemistry or behaviour. A gene's fate is normally bound up with the bodies in which it successively sits. To the extent that it influences those bodies, it affects its own chances of surviving in the gene pool. As the generations go by, genes increase or decrease in frequency in the gene pool by virtue of their phenotypic proxies. Might the same be true of memes? One respect in which they are not like genes is that there is nothing obviously corresponding to chromosomes or loci, or alleles or sexual recombination. The meme pool is less structured and less organized than the gene pool. Nevertheless, it's not obviously silly to speak of a meme pool, in which particular memes might have a frequency which can change as a consequence of competitive interactions with alternative memes. Some people have objected to mimetic explanations on various grounds that usually stem from the fact that memes are not entirely like genes. The exact physical nature of a gene is now known. It is a sequence of DNA, whereas that of memes is not. And different mimeticists confuse one another by switching from one physical medium to another. Do memes exist only in brains? Or is every paper copy and electronic copy of, say, a particular limerick also entitled to be called a meme? Then again, genes replicate with very high fidelity, whereas if memes replicate at all, don't they do so with low accuracy? These alleged problems of memes are exaggerated. The most important objection is the allegation that memes are copied with insufficiently high fidelity to function as Darwinian replicators. The suspicion is that if the mutation rate in every generation is high, the meme will mutate itself out of existence before Darwinian selection can have an impact on its frequency in the meme pool. But the problem is illusory. Think of a master carpenter or a prehistoric flint knapper demonstrating a particular skill to a young apprentice. If the apprentice faithfully reproduced every hand movement of the master, you would indeed expect to see the meme mutate out of all recognition in a few generations of master-apprentice transmission. But of course, the apprentice does not faithfully reproduce every hand movement. It would be ridiculous to do so. Instead, he notes the goal that the master is trying to achieve and imitates that. Drive in the nail until the head is flush, using as many hammer blows as it takes, which may not be the same number as the master used. It is such rules that can pass unmutated down an indefinite number of imitation generations, no matter that the details of their execution may vary from individual to individual and from case to case. Stitches in knitting, knots in ropes or fishing nets, origami folding patterns, useful tricks in carpentry or pottery, all can be reduced to discrete elements that really do have the opportunity to pass down an indefinite number of imitation generations without alteration. The details may wander idiosyncratically, but the essence passes down unmutated, and that is all that is needed for the analogy of memes with genes to work.
In my foreword to Susan Blackmore's The Meme Machine, I developed the example of an origami procedure for making a model Chinese junk. It's quite a complicated recipe involving 32 folding or similar operations.